What is up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Off Market Operator Podcast. I am your host, Cole Johnson. And today, as always, we have another 10, 12 minute bite-sized, compact, actionable, implementable podcast episode for you today. So today we are deep diving into leadership, right? If you guys have employees, if you have team members, this is a podcast you want to listen to. So without further ado, let's get right into the show. People don't fail at real estate because they suck. They fail because there's too many ways to succeed. That's why I suggest you focus on the most important skill in all of real estate, which is finding deals. I'm Colbert Johnson, and in this podcast, I share the exact steps I've used to source 400 deals by age 24. This will allow you to do three things: control your deal flow, make unlimited income, and build your empire as an off-market operator.
Welcome back, you guys. Today is end of March, and we are in kind of the back half of the end of quarter one, heading into quarter two. We're doing a lot of quarter two planning and reflecting on the last quarter. This quarter has probably been the biggest leap of growth for me, leadership. I feel like this quarter I've really internalized and started to learn what leadership actually looks like. And some things I want to talk to you guys about today. You guys that have virtual assistants, you have cold callers, you have salespeople, you have disposition people, you have transaction coordinators. A lot of you guys that as you build your business, and so I get a lot of DMs, people that aren't only in real estate to listen to this podcast, but as you guys are building your business, you guys are going to have to lead at some point, right? And I think a lot of us have the wrong idea of what leadership looks like. We think leadership means we have people that deal with everything and we're sitting on a beach sipping, Mai Tais. And eventually that might be a reality for you. If you get a really, really big business and you have a really, really good leadership team and you become kind of what my business coach calls a phase three business, okay, where you're not really in, you're disconnected from the business for a purpose, right? You being disconnected from the business raises its value because you're bringing in new partnerships, relationships. You know, you on the golf course for 4 hours with random people building relationships is more valuable to the company than you sitting at your desk at that point. Most people are not there. I'm not there. And it does bring value to do those things, but there's still a lot more value I bring from showing up for my team. And you guys need to show up for your team. And a lot of us just aren't in the ways that it matters. But the journey is for most real estate entrepreneurs, whether they're brokers, agents, investors, as they hire their first virtual assistant or cold caller or salesperson, they have this idea in their head that because they've gone through all the hard crap in the past couple of years to get to where they've gotten to make their money, that they have the right. It's an award. It's an achievement. It's a medal to be quote unquote a CEO or own a business or have a team or have people that work for you. They see it as an award for all their hard work. And because of that, they start abdicating instead of delegating. They think they should no longer have to deal with the hard problems, the hard conversations, the hard issues. Their team should deal with that. They're not spending time coaching with their team, right? In their head, they go, man, I've hired these great people. I don't need to coach them. I don't need to improve them. And there's a couple of things here that I think I've made mistakes with. A lot of people make mistakes with. The biggest thing is being a leader, having people work for you, running a company, having a vision that's big enough to have other people vision fit in your vision. That's a privilege. That's not an award. It's not a medal. It's not an achievement. It's a privilege. And if you take that mindset frame to it, it's a privilege rather than it's an award, you get into servant leadership. And the reality is you work for your people, right? The job as CEO, the job leading people, leading teams is doing the crap that no one else wants to and can do. It's having the hard conversations. It's pulling aside an employee who's showing up to meetings late or showing up with their camera off or making jokes that are inappropriate and addressing that with them. It's helping people improve personally in their work. It's solving rifts in the company, solving rifts with clients. It's calling a client that wants a refund or a client that wants to kill an escrow and having a hard conversation. It's staying up late at night handling finances. That's what leading a business is. It's a privilege that you have to earn every day for those people that show up to work for you. It's not a right, it's not an award, it's not a medal for all your years of hard work, okay? And most businesses, being the CEO, is in a lot of ways the most stressful job. You have the hardest decisions, and to me, it's the most meaningful. So that's the first part. The second part is beyond just we feel like we have the right or we're awarded or we're the coolest thing ever because we're the CEO or we have a team. Most people shouldn't even have the term CEO. I don't call myself CEO. I mean, one of my business is not big enough to start having those roles, but I don't like sit there calling myself CEO. Every single person we hire has a one-on-one with me when they come into the company. And mostly what that one-on-one them is telling them, we have an org chart, yes. You report up. I eventually are going to see those reports, yes. But I do not have more value than you as a person. I see you as a partner. I don't see you as a quote-unquote corporate slave at the bottom of our org chart. And I make sure they understand that, because that's my take. My take is I work for them. My take is I solve the hardest problems for them so they can do their job. I make the hardest decisions for them so they can do their job. They can sign out at 5, 6 p.m. and go live their life. That's the reality of it. These people that are in La La Land thinking that they should be working less because they own a company, the work just changes. It just looks different. Your job is to take the trash out in a metaphorical way. The second issue I see a lot is abdication with their team. Right. They say, man, I hired great people. I hired a great sales guy and they just don't need me. I check in once a month and blah, blah, blah. And that's just not the reality of management. The reality is even the best basketball players, the best baseball players, the best soccer players, the best right now it's March Madness, the best college basketball players. They all have coaches. Right. They all have coaches. They have trainers. They have mental coaches. They have physical coaches. They have weightlift coaches. They have teams of coaches. Because the reality is you can be the most talented person ever, but you need guidance. You need a sounding board. You need direction. And your team needs that as well. You can have the best sales guy ever, but you need to be talking to them, checking in with them, and coaching them and leading them and helping them refine themselves, right? There's so many situations I can look back at early in my career with an employee who was rude, who was disrespectful, and I wouldn't call them out on it. Because I'm like, man, we hired a great person. You know, the team will get over their personal side, their asshole side, because they perform and they bring in revenue. And eventually that can kill companies. And for me, it has before. You bring in enough assholes who you're not helping guide them and correct how they communicate, it can really hurt a company. And most people don't even do that stuff intentionally. It's just how they've come up in the world communicating with people, and they're willing to change. And a lot of times they're very open to that. If you phrase it the right way, not as, hey, I'm your boss, you need to listen to me. But hey, as a company, we just don't communicate this way, and here's why. Those are the kind of stuff, that's the kind of stuff that builds culture. And your job as a leader, if you have a team, if you have two people on your team, you still need to be building culture. You need to be thinking about coaching your team and really understanding what your job is as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a leader. It is not to sit on the beach and have everyone deal with all the problems. It is your job to, yes, you want to empower people to deal with issues. But your job, if you're actively running the company, you haven't hired someone to do that, but you're actively running the company, your job is you make the hard decisions. You have the hard conversations. You look at the finances. You do things that people don't want to do or can't do that allow them all to do their job at their highest possible capacity and ceiling. And that is what builds a beautiful company, right? You look at guys that we all admire as CEOs and business owners. Really what they've done is they found really, really good people, but then they coach those people. They don't just take their hands off and say, hey, good luck. They coach those people. They train those people. They put processes in place for those people. They build culture around those people. They're engaged and they're taking stuff off their plate that they can. And that's the reality of, what being a business owner is. It's, I'll give you some reason. For me last week, it was calling one of our landlords in Belize where our call centers are and working for hours on getting money into the country, because sometimes it's hard to get money overseas. And then it goes into, I had a couple very hard, blunt conversations with staff on things that I knew I needed to improve on in order to have a healthy organization. Then it was firing someone I really did not want to fire, and that was really a hard conversation. Then it was a client who was very disgruntled that I really had to talk off a cliff and figure out a plan to move forward with that sucked, because they were not happy. They were frustrated. And a lot of what I do during the day sucks. It's eating crap. It's taking stuff on the chin. It's dealing with really, really quote unquote stressful situations, but I do it with a smile on my face because it's a privilege. It's a privilege to do all that stuff, because all that stuff is why people show up to work for me and my vision, because I've created a vision that is big enough for other people's vision for their life to fit inside, their income goals to fit inside. And that's the beautiful thing about entrepreneurship, is you create such a big bubble that other people's bubbles can fit inside, but you still have to be present. You cannot abdicate, because if you abdicate, good, really, 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 there's a difference between good and great employees and team members. Great employees, guys that have worked for 100 million plus dollar companies, I have a couple of those on my team, they don't want you to add, they want a leader. They want someone to show up, to take responsibility, take ownership, put a smile on their face, deal with the crap so they can do their job, so they can feed their families and do what they do best and what you hired them for. And so if you guys are listening to this podcast is one of the most important ones I've done. It's not super sexy. It's not super exciting. I'm not talking about a list. I'm not talking about scaling. I'm talking about intangibles that you have to have if you want to grow a business, right? You have to be able to build culture. And what culture is, it's not writing core values and going over them with your team. What culture is what you do. It's what you act. It's what you say. It's how you say it. It's how you hold people accountable. It's how you celebrate wins. All of those things are what build culture, not this other stuff. So as always, you guys, I think if you can take this right away into your day-to-day and how you communicate with your team, don't yell at your team. If you're going to communicate, be blunt. But Also, there's a great book called The Manager's Handbook that talks about IPF, instant performance feedback. That's a great thing for you guys to go check out if you want to learn how to actually give feedback the right way to your team and get them bought in and consistently happy. So thanks for showing up. So we'll wrap right there. That was another great episode, you guys. I think there's a lot of actionable, tangible stuff in that 10 minutes we just spent together. As always, we don't run ads on the show. We only grow through word of mouth and social media. So if you like us, you share it, you give us a review, it means the world, truly. Send me a DM on any shows or guests you want. I do read those. I do engage with you guys all the time. And as always, if you're chasing the next deal, if you're building your company, if you're showing up again today, trust me, you are only one deal away.